Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Now our article today is about Japan. Now it's been about 10 years since I was able to go to Japan, but I know that you went a lot more recently.
I did, just a few months ago actually.
Cool.
It was a great trip. I went to Japan because I wanted to try a lot of the food.
You ate all the food.
I had as much food as I could. I had a very relaxing holiday, so I went and saw Mount Fuji.
Yeah, you got a really good picture of that, I remember. You got a clear day for it.
Yeah, but mostly I just wandered around the cities I was in and looked for restaurants,
okay.
I guess.
Did you see anybody falling asleep on, like, the subways or anything?
Absolutely. So we were on some of the trains during rush hour, which they tell you not to do.
No, but it's fun just to do it once.
It was. It wasn't very much fun because the day we were doing it, we had our big bags.
Did you have the guys who pushed you on?
We didn't. We were never there at that busy of a time, but we were traveling on some of the fast trains. So we did see a lot of the businessmen traveling from Tokyo to Kyoto.
Okay.
And they, obviously, on the trains, the fast trains, and the normal MRT kind of metro lines, a lot of people were falling asleep.
Okay, and that's what we're going to look at today, this kind of falling asleep napping habit. Mm. Let's read through the article and find out what it's all about.
Reading.
Napping in Japan. Japanese people have a reputation for being hard workers. In many cases, they will work around the clock to finish their tasks. Therefore, it's not surprising that 40% of Japanese adults suffer from a lack of sleep. To get more rest, however, they have developed a special form of napping. It's called inimuri, which translates to sleeping while present. Inimuri involves dozing off whenever you have a few spare minutes during the day. These mini naps can take place on a train, in a cafe, or on a park bench. Some people will even try to nap while standing up during their commute. In many countries, people who nap in public are seen as lazy. However, inimuri is acceptable in Japan, because it's commonly believed that the person is diligent at work. There's only one rule to keep in mind regarding inimuri. Nappers must respect other people's space. That is, resting your head or arm on a neighbor would be frowned upon. Otherwise, the next time you see someone doing inimuri in Japan, don't interrupt them.
So our article begins by saying Japanese people have a reputation for being hard workers.
That's right.
Okay? Reputation is a noun, and it means what other people think of a person or thing, or how a person or thing is generally thought of as being. You say something and whatever you think about it, oh, okay, they're hardworking, they're tall, they British people love tea and talking about the weather. That's our reputation. We could also say the college has an excellent reputation all over the world. Everybody knows it's a great school.
Okay. Well, it continues to say, in many cases, they will work around the clock to finish their tasks.
Ooh.
So in many cases, we're talking about maybe a lot of people work around the clock to finish their tasks. Maybe not all people, but it's very common.
Yeah, and they do it quite often.
It happens a lot. But before we go on, we're going to stop here to talk about our phrase around the clock, which is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break to find out what it's all about.
Shortcut for you.
How much more work? Oh.
Hey, are you still doing homework?
Huh? Yeah, I am.
When did you start?
Hours ago, I think. maybe days ago. I've been studying around the clock.
Around the clock? The clock is up on the wall.
To do something around the clock means to do it all day and all night.
Gotcha! Around the clock is 不分昼夜日以继夜.
That's right. I have to study around the clock for my test.
That's too bad. But at least soon you'll finish university and get a job.
Yes, finally.
Of course, then you'll get a job.
And then I'll have to work around the clock at my job.
Welcome back, everyone. So we just learned a little bit more about our phrase around the clock, which means all day and all night, or something that happens all the time. For example, we could say, this convenience store is open around the clock. It never closes.
That is convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. The article goes on and says, therefore, it's not surprising that 40% of Japanese adults suffer from a lack of sleep.
Oh, dear.
They just don't get enough sleep. That's what a lack of means. They don't have enough. And, of course, if you were working all those late hours, you wouldn't get time to get home and get your head down for that 7 or 8 hours sleep we all need every night.
Right. Now, I think this is actually a very common problem in Japan.
Yep.
They have those capsule hotels that you can get for cheap and just stay in for a few hours.
Yeah, so you don't have to go all the way home to get rest.
Right. But let's go on to find out what this article is about today. It says, to get more rest, however, they have developed a special form of napping.
Hmm.
Napping, of course, is when you take a short sleep anytime you can get it. We often see people napping at lunch in Taiwan.
Yes, that's true. It's a habit here. Now, the Japanese even have a word for it. The article says it's called inemuri, which translates to sleeping while present.
Interesting.
Present meaning here, like in the room or wherever they are.
Yes.
Now, here we've used the word translate. It's a verb. It's spelled T-R-A-N-S-L-A-T-E, translate. And it means to change something from one language to another. We often use translate to think about written works rather than speaking, although we can use it to talk about speaking as well. For speaking, we can use the word interpret.
Right.
I-N-T-E-R-P-R-E-T. So you translate a book, but you interpret someone's speech.
Right.
Okay. Here's an example of how we can use translate in a similar way to the article. The French phrase au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. I'm not very good at French. Au revoir translates to goodbye until we meet again.
Okay.
So it's not kind of saying goodbye forever. It's just saying goodbye for now.
It's kind of like see you later.
Yeah, it's a different from one of the other French phrases, like adieu.
Adieu.
Which is goodbye.
All right. So inemuri involves dozing off whenever you have a few spare moments during the day. So here we use the phrase doze off. Two words, D-O-Z-E, O-F-F, doze off. Now, the phrase means to fall asleep, especially during the day or while you're doing something else. As you can see, Pat has dozed off as he's supposed to be teaching.
Oh, what? Yeah, teaching, right.
Now, here's a good example. This always happened in my house after Christmas dinner. My grandfather always dozes off when he's watching TV after dinner.
Yeah, my dad, he used to do that on a Sunday often.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we also saw the word spare, S-P-A-R-E, spare, to talk about spare moments, spare time. If something is spare, it is free and it is available to use. It's there for anyone who wants it. So a spare room, for example, would be a room in a hotel or even someone's house where people could stay if they needed to. Spare time means time when you're not doing anything else. You could say a spare seat at a table that's empty. Is that chair spare? I'll take it away because no one is using it. Here's an example sentence. There are some spare chairs over there. Why don't you get one and join us?
Right. So the chair is empty. You can bring it over and use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the article says next, these mini naps can take place on a train, in a cafe, or on a park bench. Lots of different strange places
anywhere,
you can nap.
Yeah, just get 40 winks.
Now, this...
That's a good phrase.
This is interesting because in Canada, you wouldn't be able to do this, and there's a certain reason you wouldn't be able to do it.
Is it bears?
No, it's safety.
Oh, well, bears is safety.
If I fell asleep at a cafe in Canada, I would actually be afraid of having something stolen from me. And so... It's interesting the different kind of
cultural differences about where you can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I did mention the phrase there, get 40 winks, which is an idiom just meaning get a short sleep. Okay, let's get back to the article, which says some people will even try to nap while standing up during their commute. Now, that is kind of... Now, I can understand sitting down and falling asleep or, you know, going to a room where there's nobody in for a quick nap or something, but actually sleeping while standing up.
Imagine holding like this.
Yeah, and just falling asleep.
That's quite a skill to have.
Yeah, and now what Erin did just there was pretend she was on a bus or MRT train or something like that during a commute. And a commute is a regular... often daily trip between where you live and where you work or study.
Right.
Okay, it could be a verb to commute to work or commute to school and so on, but it generally means during public transport, but you could call a drive a commute as well. For example, we could say my morning commute is about 30 minutes.
That's nice. Mine's about 10 minutes.
Oh, you're lucky so-and-so.
We can use a commute also as a noun form to talk about a person, a commuter.
Yes.
So I'm not a very good commuter. I don't like to travel a long way to get to work. So I always try to live closer to my work. So my commute is only about 10 minutes. Now, we continue on in the article. It says, in many countries, people who nap in public are seen as lazy. Okay, we saw the phrase be seen as in that sentence, usually be seen as something. Now, to see someone as something means to consider someone as something or to think about them in a particular way. Now, in this sentence, we said people who nap in public are seen as lazy or are considered lazy in some countries. We can also use the phrase in these ways. We could say to see someone as or to view someone as, to regard someone as, to think of someone as something, or to look upon or look on someone. Sort of, we could say in this sentence, people who nap in public are regarded as lazy in some countries, like this. In another example, we could say Michael shares with everybody because he doesn't want to be seen as greedy or looked upon as greedy.
Okay, so they are thought of as lazy? I mean, yeah, I can imagine if you walk past someone and you saw them having a sleep in the middle of the day, like, why aren't you working, sir?
Why are you sleeping outside in this public place?
To be honest, I wouldn't think of them as lazy. I think you probably really need that.
Right. I'm not sure that's a thing in Canada either. I mean, maybe if I saw someone just sort of at lunch sleeping on a park bench, I'd say, that person probably is working too hard.
Yeah, I mean, if they took a nap in the middle of the day in the office, it might be a different matter.
Right.
Okay, so let's get back to the article. We see it says, however, inemuri is acceptable in Japan because it's commonly believed that the person is diligent at work.
Okay, so the more you nap, the harder you work.
They go, okay, the reason why he's sleeping is because he must work so hard.
I can see that.
That's good. That is acceptable, which is another word we're going to look at. It's quite a long one. It's spelled A-C-C-E-P-T-A-B-L-E, acceptable. It's an adjective, and it means okay, basically. Something that may not be completely perfect or ideal, but it is allowed and people won't complain about it. They're like, yeah, that's normal, that's acceptable, we're not worried about what's happening. For example, throwing things at the teacher during a class is not acceptable. We could also say unacceptable.
Right.
Okay.
Another way to think about it, this word acceptable, is to think about able to accept.
Ooh.
Those are the two words kind of that are combined in that word, able, A-B-L-E, and accept, A-C-C-E-P-T. So able to accept something, it's acceptable.
If you can accept it, if you are able to accept it, it's acceptable.
All right.
Everybody thinks he's sleeping, he must be diligent.
Right. Now, we're going to talk about this word diligent here. It's spelled D-I-L-I-G-E-N-T, diligent. It's an adjective, and it describes a person who works very hard and who does their work very carefully. So if you have someone who doesn't really look at what they're doing, maybe doesn't do any research, this person is not very diligent, maybe careless, but a diligent person always does the best work they can. In an example sentence, we could say, Caleb is a diligent student. You can tell he cares about the work he does. That's the kind of thing you want on your report card.
Exactly, and that's what people think these sleeping Japanese adults, men and women, are. They go, well, they must be working really hard.
Right.
The article says there's only one rule to keep in mind regarding inemuri. So there I just used the phrasal verb to keep something in mind, to keep in mind. And it basically means remember it. Make sure that you notice this fact and apply it to what you're doing because it's important. For example, when you speak Chinese, you have to keep in mind which tones the words should be spoken in.
Keep in mind those Chinese tones. That's something I'm not very good at. I might remember the words, but the tones are really hard to keep in mind, or really hard for me to remember.
And they can make your words completely
wrong.
Like rubbish or wrong. Okay, so the thing is, we have to keep something in mind regarding imamori.
That's right. So we use the preposition regarding here. It's spelled R-E-G-A-R-D-I-N-G, regarding. Now, this preposition is used when you want to mention something about a particular subject. Usually, this is used in a formal way. We don't usually use this in daily speech. We would probably say like instead of regarding. But let's talk about an example, or the example in the subject was inemuri. And the next part of the subject will be the thing we want to talk about.
Regarding this.
Okay, now, in another example sentence, we could say, I have some questions regarding your research paper. Do you have time to talk?
Yeah, a casual way would be, I have some questions about,
about your research paper.
Okay, so this is the, we've got to say, there's one rule here. We'll repeat that sentence. There is one rule to keep in mind regarding imamori. And the rule is, nappers must respect other people's space.
Right.
So you can't kind of fall asleep on them.
No.
Or take two seats on the MRT because you want to spread out and sleep. So respect where other people are and what they're doing and don't kind of fall on them.
Right. Someone fell on me once.
Oh, bless.
On the commute, and it was not great. But let's continue on back to the article. It says, that is, resting your head or arm on a neighbor would be frowned upon. Now, we have this phrase, that is, at the start of the sentence. Now, we often finish the phrase, that is, with the words, to say. That is to say. This phrase is used when you want to explain something you've just said in a more clear way or with an example. For example, Jacob called and said he wouldn't be coming back. That is, he broke up with me.
Oh, how terrible. We also saw the phrase frowned upon. If something is frowned upon, it is not accepted. It's not acceptable, using that earlier word. It's thought of as bad or rude or inappropriate. And it comes from the way someone might look and frown and down on you when they see you doing something bad. What are you doing? I'm frowning down upon you. Frown on you, frown upon you. For example, making a personal call during work hours is frowned upon, though it's not actually against the rules.
Okay. Well, the article says, otherwise, the next time you see someone doing inemuri in Japan, don't interrupt them. Let's talk about the verb interrupt that we saw in that sentence. It's spelled I-N-T-E-R-R-U-P-T, interrupt. To interrupt someone means you stop someone from what they are doing or saying by saying something or making a noise. It's often seen as rude, so it's necessary, if it's necessary to interrupt, you would say sorry at the same time. For example, we could say, Cassie asked us not to interrupt her while she is practicing the violin.
I'm going to have to interrupt you right there.
Okay.
Because it's the end of the article, mm-hmm. and it's now time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question today mm-hmm. is, what's your opinion of taking naps?
Well, when I was a kid, I hated taking naps. Mm-hmm. I wanted to play and explore and have fun.
Okay.
And then when I started going to high school and university, I loved taking naps. Ah. I just want to sleep all the time.
Okay.
Taking naps was a lot more fun than going to classes, which is not a good idea. I don't recommend it. Go to all your classes.
Mm.
Now that I'm an adult, I don't really like taking naps anymore.
I'm not a fan of them, I have mm-hmm. to say, because if I nap in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. I won't sleep properly during
the night.
And right. I'll completely mess up my body's routine. So
right.
unless I am seriously tired, mm-hmm. Then I won't nap. I might go to bed early,
right.
but I won't nap. The only change in that is if I was on an airplane,
right.
when I'll just take whatever sleep I can get.
That's true. Now, I don't usually like to nap because if I nap for too long, I just wake up tired.
Okay.
And I don't want to do anything after that. So I try not to nap and just work my way through it. Mm. It means I drink a little bit more coffee than I should, but that's okay.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is the end of the article. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Erin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Napping in Japan. Japanese people have a reputation for being hard workers. In many cases, they will work around the clock to finish their tasks. Therefore, it's not surprising that 40% of Japanese adults suffer from a lack of sleep. To get more rest, however, they have developed a special form of napping. It's called inemuri, which translates to sleeping while present. Inemuri involves dozing off whenever you have a few spare minutes during the day. These mini naps can take place on a train, in a cafe, or on a park bench. Some people will even try to nap while standing up during their commute. In many countries, people who nap in public are seen as lazy. However, inemuri is acceptable in Japan because it's commonly believed that the person is diligent at work. There's only one rule to keep in mind regarding inemuri. Nappers must respect other people's space. That is, resting your head or arm on a neighbor would be frowned upon. Otherwise, the next time you see someone doing inemuri in Japan, don't interrupt them.
Vocabulary review.
Translate. The German phrase, Auf Wiedersehen, translates to, until we see again, and is used to mean, see you later. Spare. We have a spare room in our house, so you can stay with us if you like. Acceptable. It's not acceptable to show up at work 3 hours late without telling anyone. Diligent. The diligent student always hands in her homework assignments on time. Regarding. Tommy sent me an email regarding the meeting we had gone to that morning. Interrupt. The teacher got angry with Ben for interrupting her during the lesson.